Every rabbi has certain perennial questions that he's asked year in, year out. And one of those questions that comes my way inevitably is on the day before Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day before Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Friday will be Rosh Chodesh. I'll have people messaging me, finding out what's the latest time that they can eat meat. So it always bemuses me a little bit, as if this is the be-all and end-all. You know, when can you, still be eating meat till before Rosh Chodesh Av? Especially this year, it's Thursday night anyhow. So if you don't eat fleishiks on Thursday night, you'll have fleishiks on Friday night. It's not the end of the world. But in any event, to try and forestall the question, I thought I would deal with it in today's share. So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Siman Taf Guf Nun Aleph Se'if Tet, actually gives us three minhagim of when you're not allowed to eat meat in advance of Tisha B'Av. In actual fact, Medina de Gemara, the prohibition is only in the Sudat HaMasechet, the final meal that you eat before Tisha B'Av, in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. That's minhadim. And the Gemara doesn't mention any other minhagim. However, there are in other minhagim. And the Shulchan Aruch gives us three. One is that it's just the week of Tisha B'Av that people don't eat meat and drink wine. That's what the Rambam says in Perikei Hilchot Tanit. The second minhag, which is our minhag, is that Yishem Osifim Mirosh Chodesh Vad HaTanit. There's some people who don't have meat or drink wine from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Where does this come from? So this is based on a girsa in the Yerushalmi in Masechet Pesachim in Perek Yeshua Makom Shenagu. So the Yerushalmi says that there's a minhag delor lemishte, that there's a minhag not to, well, it says lemishte. This is the question, what does that mean? A minhag not to do mishte from Rosh Chodesh until the Tanit. So most Rishonim, their gear says, lo mishte amra, not to arrange the warp and the woof on a loom during the week, during the 9 days. However, some Rishonim have a gear of delolo mishte chamra. So it's the question whether it's an ayin amra or a chet chamra. Of course, ayin and tzaddik are interchangeable in between Aramaic and Hebrew. So this is the question, is the Yerushalmi saying that it's the minhag not to drink wine and presumably not eat meat as well? Or is the Yerushalmi saying, no, it's to do with arranging the loom? In any event, that's the second minhag. And then there's a third minhag, which is some people don't eat meat or drink wine from the 17th of Tammuz. That appears in the Tor. The Kolbo explains why not from the 17th of Tammuz, because that's when the Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash ceased to be offered up, and the Korbanot were meat and wine, and therefore not to eat meat and wine during that period of time. In any event, Minhag al-Ashkenazim is not to eat meat and drink wine from during the 9 days. So the question is, when does that start? So the Magin Avraham actually brings two practices, two opinions. Some say that some think that it's from Seit HaKochavim, nightfall, which is about 10 o'clock, and others say that it's from Shkiat HaChama, from sunset, which is just before 9 o'clock on tomorrow evening, 8:58 in London, I think. So I think the general minhag is to be not to eat meat from Shkia onwards on the night of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that as soon as the Kahal, as soon as the congregation had davened Maariv, so then you can't eat meat, even if you weren't there and you didn't daven Maariv, because you have to follow the Kahal. The Yachid is Nigrar Achar Kahal. The individual is dragged after the community as far as this is concerned. So the Chai Adam in Klal Kuf Lamed Gimel, Siftet Zayin, he brings this as well. And but he's got a question. He says he doesn't understand why that should apply, because the principle of the Yachid having to follow the community only applies with things which are Doraita, not with things which are Darabanan. So, for example, with bringing in Shabbat, if the community brings in Shabbat at 7:40, so then the individual has to bring in Shabbat at 7:40. Shabbat is a Doraita. But this is a minhag when you, it's not even a din drabanan, it's not eating meat from Rosh Chodesh Av. It's a minhag. So why should the individual have to follow the majority? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion answers that this is a different reason, really. It's because Chayav Adam Tzair Atzmoim HaTzibor. A person needs to join with the Tzibor in terms of matters of distress. If the Tzibor is in mourning, so then the individual is also in mourning. Question that comes up in my mind is that this works fine for a person who usually goes to shul. A person goes to shul and davens Maariv, goes for Mincha and Maariv at 7:30, usually davens Maariv every night at 7:45. And Thursday night, for whatever reason, he doesn't go to shul for Maariv and has to daven at home. Maybe he's got COVID, so can't go to shul, whatever it is. So the Tibor has davened at 7:45. He also can't eat meat after 7:45. What about a person who never goes to shul in the evening? They always daven at home. That's, they go to shul Shabbat morning, and that's it. They never go to shul for Maariv. So the fact that some people in the shul that they're a member of have davened at 7:45, does that mean to say they can't eat Maariv, eat meat after 7:45? And there are lots of shuls around. Some shuls daven at 7:45 Maariv, some daven at 8:30, some daven at nightfall. If you don't go to any of them, then why should you be bound by one rather than the other? So I actually think that a person who doesn't usually go to shul. It might be that if you live on a kibbutz in Israel, there's one minyan in the shul, and pretty much everybody on the kibbutz goes to Maariv every night. But a few individuals don't, so they're bound by what the tzibur has done. But a person who never goes to shul for Maariv, I'm not promoting never going to shul for Maariv, but a person who doesn't, so then I think certainly in a place like Hendon where there are lots of shuls, and lots of Maariv Minyanim, then I don't think that they are bound by the time that Tibor is up in Maariv, and they presumably can eat meat until Shkia. Ad Kan.